Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program. Phones open. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. That is the point of the program here on Free Talk Live. And normally, I'm on the Saturday night show, but we took the day off. Bonnie, you and I went to the Libertarian Party convention. Not the national one, but the New Hampshire one, because honestly, I just don't care about the National Libertarian Party.
I focused
my efforts here in New Hampshire, and it was a really good convention. Normally, it was your first time ever going to any kind of like political convention, and I told you, this is going to be awful. This is going to be the worst, most boring thing you have ever attended. And was it?
No, it was pretty fun.
Yeah, I was surprised, actually. I was pretty shocked at how entertaining the convention was. And not in a dramatic fashion, which is kind of what I expected, because I guess there was some sort of a dramatic fallout between some of the Libertarian Party members. Libertarians are always arguing with each other on the internet, but it actually boiled over into real life, apparently, over the summer of 2021. And so I fully expected there to be like some sort of crazy struggle for power in the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, which is a silly thing, right? Because this is the third party that don't have any power.
Yeah, I'm happy that it didn't happen because I felt like it might end up really cringe.
Yeah, and it didn't happen at all. I mean, there were maybe a few people there who were particularly against whatever was going on, but they were like no more than three of them, and they had no influence whatsoever on the.
There was no reason for them to even hold up their red voting.
Yeah, they were just getting crushed, and they didn't make a big stink or anything like that. So there wasn't any kind of real like drama. It was just they weren't voting with the rest of the group, and certainly that's their prerogative. I mean, by no means should you feel obligated to vote with a group. But what I was really happy about, and we'll get into the truckers, by the way, I do want to talk about what's been happening in Canada, especially if you've been paying closer attention than we have, because again, we were in the middle of this convention over the weekend. And in the middle of a snowstorm at the same time. It was an interesting weekend here in New Hampshire. But the thing I really took away from this convention is that the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire is alive and well. There were probably 65 attendees, and there's more if you include the kids that they brought. Some families brought their kids with them. There's kind of like a kids' play area up there. But 65 adults, members of the party, who could vote at the convention. And that is a pretty good turnout for a state this small. It's not the like a record or anything like that, but it does show that there's a healthy interest in the party. And I think that that's a good thing because the Libertarian Party, when it's doing what it's supposed to do, is a tool to get the word out about freedom. And I understand that I'm not the only... There's different opinions within the Libertarian Party about what the purpose of the party is.
Well, what else would it be?
Some people believe the Libertarian Party's purpose is to win elections. And so in order to win elections, they believe that they should water down the party's principles.
Oh, I see.
That they shouldn't be, you know, talking about all of the different perspectives of the issues that, you know, the non-aggression principle, which is the basic principle of libertarianism, how that applies, what it really means, and there's just certain things that they just don't want to talk about. So this Libertarian Party in New Hampshire seems to be willing to address the hard issues. They're willing to keep their message principled, which is one of the reasons why I quit the National Libertarian Party in 2008. I walked away as a life member. I paid like, I don't know, $1,000 or something like that, maybe more. I don't remember what it was. It was expensive in the early aughts to be a life member. of that party, and then I walked away from it in 2008, and I resigned my Life membership because, to me, the messaging of the party was not principled anymore. It was not adhering to the principled ideas that had brought me in, that had got me interested in the party. And then, as if to prove the point, the party went ahead and nominated someone named Bob Barr as their presidential candidate. Now, that name may not ring a bell to you, Bonnie.
Well, it does because I've heard you talk about him, and you said he was a drug warrior.
He was. He was like a Georgia, I think it was a congressman, U.S. congressman from Georgia, and he was a drug warrior, and also he worked for the CIA.
Oh, my goodness.
I think he might have been the director.
So he was just an open fed?
Well, supposedly he had changed his mind, but, you know.
In,
who knows what the truth is about him?
In Christian, like, conspiracy circles, which is so random, but, like, my parents are always listening to, like, conspiracy theories that are Christian-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
They're always, like, they always have some, I used to be in the CIA, and this is what I heard, I'm blowing the whistle, and I've been talking about it for 20 years, and they haven't come after me, and there's, like, aliens in underground military bases and stuff like that, and I'm always just thinking, whenever they come out and say, like, I used to be in the CIA, it's an automatic red flag to me. Like, I just automatically think whatever they're saying is BS.
It's BS.
Yeah.
Yeah, you certainly cannot trust a CIA agent. The old saying is, once you're in the CIA, you're always in the CIA. Like, you don't get to...
just get out without dying or something.
Yeah, and not be disaffiliated with them. So anyway, apparently Bob Barr was originally in the CIA. It doesn't say he was a director of it or anything like that, but he did work for them. And the Libertarian Party saw fit to nominate this person to their presidential ticket.
That's insane.
And then you've probably heard of Gary Johnson.
Yeah, I've heard of Gary Johnson. When I became a Libertarian, he was running.
Yeah, he was a little bit better than Bob Barr, but still another former Republican. Bob Barr was also a Republican. Gary Johnson, a former Republican. In his case, he was a governor in the state of New Mexico. And... not a very large improvement over Bob Barr. So the Libertarian Party nationally has just been poor at its messaging. And I'm just giving the presidential examples as the largest examples. Their issues, like wherever they would release a press release, they were just really lame. They weren't the real party of principle like they claimed to be. So I walked away from that. But I never really walked away from the state Libertarian Party. I'm glad to see that it's alive and well. And the real, like I said, the real takeaway for me is the fact that there were so many, first of all, young people there. A lot of Libertarian Party, and when I say young, I mean like people in their 30s. And a lot of Libertarian Party meetings in a lot of places, it's older people.
I would say there was at least three people there in their 20s, including me.
Yeah, well,
maybe even like more than that.
Generally, a younger side is what I was like. There were, you could count the people in their 50s and up probably on one or two hands.
Hmm.
There weren't a lot of older people there, and that's different from your typical kind of Libertarian political party where it's almost all male and almost all older males.
Don't you think it was maybe like 1/3 female?
We counted, yeah. It was at least 1/3 female, which to me was a shocker because I predicted to you, besides predicting that it would be incredibly boring, and it turned out to be actually fun, the other prediction I made was that there'd be 10% female. And so there were quite a few more women than I expected. And they didn't seem like drag-alongs either. Like, sometimes when you go to a Liberty event and there's a woman present, she's the girlfriend of the guy who's the activist. And she's just kind of along.
She doesn't
want to
be there. Yeah.
She's just kind of along to, you know, for the ride, so to speak. But these ladies seemed to be interested. They seemed to be, you know, active with the party. And the other point was a lot of the people that we spoke with were brand new to New Hampshire. When I say that, I mean new as of the last 2 or 3 years. There were a ton of people like that that had just moved due to COVID or a year before by chance or whatever, and they are involved in the party here, and I think that that's a good thing because it does show that we are getting some new blood here, and they're not just moving in and being quiet. they're moving in and they're getting active. And it's an exciting time to be here in New Hampshire. Jeremy Kaufman, who is the founder of Library and Odyssey, that's the streaming platform that we're on primarily at watch.freetalklive.com or video.freetalklive.com, he got the nomination for the U.S. Senate race. So it was a pretty big thing. I thought it was great. So coming up, we're going to get into what we didn't get a chance to talk about, at least because I wasn't here. I know they did discuss it to some extent. The Canadian trucker protest, the convoy that I believe is still occupying the capital city there in Canada. And we will continue. Your thoughts are welcome. Our number, 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. There's a lot of media about this trucker protest, the convoy there in Canada that, you know, you're never going to see on broadcast television.
The Great Big Convoy.
And I know Captain was playing that over the weekend. I got some videos here. I got a few clips that I think are worthy of showing. One of them is with a truck driver who's standing outside his trucks. And for those that don't know what we're talking about here, there was a huge convoy over the last week. It started early last week. On the west coast of Canada, it went from Vancouver, Canada, in British Columbia on the west coast, and all the way over to Ottawa.
I mean, I don't think it just started in Vancouver. That's where reportedly
the people from the west coast started, and then others joined in, right? So they didn't.
Yeah, but the people on like the side of like Montreal came from Montreal, so they didn't really join in. They just all went to Ottawa.
Sure. There's no doubt about that. But the furthest drive was from the West Coast, and there were a large number of trucks that went all the way across the country, basically, to, I mean, not completely all the way, but to the Ontario province, where Ottawa is located, and that is the capital of Canada. And they converged over the last few days. It was the 29th, was the official day, but a bunch of the truckers were there on the 28th, and they were already occupying the streets on the 29th. I guess all the rest of them showed up. There appear to be large numbers in the thousands of people. We watched some drone footage of a huge protest out in front of whatever you call their Capitol Cathedral or whatever church it is.
I can't remember right now. I know I saw it recently. Maybe Parliament Hill.
Yeah, Parliament Building. That's probably it. So they had the truckers all throughout the streets, and apparently they're just sitting there. Now, how many, what is it like? What are the logistics of keeping a truck sitting there? Are they just sitting and then refueling, like manually? Are people coming around with gas cans, or are they moving out from time to time to allow people to go to a, you know, truck stop to get some more diesel fuel? So I'm curious, because eventually they're going to run out of fuel, right? Like, if they're just sitting there idling for hours and hours and hours and hours. I mean, I imagine one tank of truck fuel can last for quite a few days if they're not actually driving anywhere. But that's just me speculating. I've never been a long-haul, you know, professional driver. So if you have, and if you want to weigh in here, you're certainly welcome to join us. But I've got a couple of clips that I think are worthy of sharing. And this is one courtesy of T-Post Millennial and Puffin's Pictures of a gentleman outside of his truck.
Why did you feel it was important to come to the event?
Because I want to fight for the freedoms of Canada and my grandchildren and my kids.
All right, and how long do you plan on staying?
I plan on staying until it's over. So Justin resigns, all mandates are lifted.
So you couldn't hear him. He said until Justin resigns. He's talking about Justin Trudeau, who's like the chief boss man of the gang of Canada. And doesn't seem likely he's going to resign. There were stories that he's apparently been moved to some sort of a hidden location.
Yeah, something like what our governor did.
Oh, you mean Chris Sununu here in New Hampshire?
Yeah, when there was a group of protesters peacefully protesting outside his house and he disappeared with his family.
Yeah, that's right. They had, like, some other house. He probably owns more than one home. They had some other location. I don't know if it was, like, a government safe house or if it was just his other house in northern New Hampshire or something like that. But we didn't know where he was going. In this case, protesters and trucks did attempt to go and visit Justin Trudeau's home. And surprise, surprise, the streets were blocked by the government police department. I think they're the RCMP there, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, if I recall correctly. But let me continue with this interview.
All right, and what would you say to Trudeau if he was here right now?
I would ask him if he's going to listen to the people and let the people have a choice. Because we don't have a choice in his legislation.
Awesome. Anything else that you want to add?
Freedom!
So there's that guy. And then there's apparently, according to Rebel News, they've got a website they put up, convoyreports.com. And I don't know if this is a Canadian news organization.
I think it is, because I think it's Gavin, the guy that used to be on Vice, he's Canadian, and his name's Gavin something, Mick something.
McInnes.
Yeah.
He's the Proud Boys founder.
Yeah, and I think
It's his website?
He does Rebel News.
Well, they posted this video. It's about 40 seconds long, and it's supposedly a group of truckers in what appears to be some sort of a bar establishment, presumably in Ottawa, having sort of an open discussion about what to do next.
I'm with you.
They can leave.
But the only way I'm leaving is in a cruiser.
Yes.
There you go.
That's pretty hardcore. All right, so this guy says he's only going to leave if it's in a cruiser. That means he is intending to stay so long that the government will arrest him eventually.
I saw a video of a cop freaking out at some truckers. It looked like right in front of the Parliament buildings.
Really?
Because a ambulance was trying to go through and there was like no way for the ambulance to get through. I don't know if it eventually did. I feel like maybe they just said, hey, let's make a fake emergency so that way we can be like, you guys need to move because we can't even get ambulances through because of these truckers.
That's a great point, Bonnie. It certainly wouldn't be, I wouldn't put it past them to do something fake like that.
There's, yeah, like, is the only route to this person in an emergency through Parliament Hill specifically?
It is a strong position to take for the advocates of clear streets to say that, well, you know, people need to get to places in a rush sometimes, and these guys are stopping that. Yeah, that's a tough one because it is the reason why I'm generally against blocking streets.
Mm-hmm.
Like as somebody who's been to a number of protests, if someone proposes the idea of walking slowly or blocking a street, I will speak against it generally, simply because it does look bad. It tends to not win you friends from the average person. If what you're trying to do with a protest is reach out to the average person, like you got signs, right? So presumably you want them to read your signs and think about them and maybe like them. If you're bothering that person, they're not going to like whatever it is you have to say.
Yeah, honestly, I wouldn't really care what somebody was trying to tell me if they were blocking my way to work. I'd get really annoyed.
So we're on the same page on this. Mm-hmm. I'm generally against blocking streets. However, I totally understand why these guys are doing what they're doing.
Yeah, I didn't think of it in the same way as, like, the people in Austin, Texas, when I lived there, that were just standing in the street for Black mm-hmm. Lives Matter as if that did anything. I was like, seriously, if I'm driving around trying to do Uber Eats and there's someone standing in the street, I'm going to run them over.
That probably won't work out really well.
Probably won't.
If that didn't happen.
But there are
a lot of people that think like that.
But I didn't think of this truck convoy thing in the same way until just now. But I only didn't think of it in the same way because they're specifically targeting Parliament Hill, which
That's
I Googled it. That is what it's called.
Yeah, I wonder how many blocks they are, you know, even though they're targeting Parliament Hill, there's a lot of trucks there. So how many city blocks are they actually occupying? Because purportedly there are hundreds to thousands of trucks in attendance for this thing. Mm-hmm. And how many of them are still there today? That I'm not sure.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As tensions grow on the Ukraine-Russia border, President Biden says the U.S. is ready no matter what happens. The president's message comes as many are worried Russia will invade its neighbor. Biden has pledged swift and harsh economic sanctions against Moscow if Russia attacks Ukraine. Parts of states from Colorado to New York are under winter weather alerts as the next winter storm takes aim on the central United States. A winter storm warning is already being issued for parts of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, as more than a foot of snow is expected in some spots. The New York Times is buying the popular game Wordle. The online game, which blew up on social media recently, is being sold to the Times for a price in the low seven figures. USA Radio News. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are sounding off about America's response to the coronavirus pandemic.
The human toll and the economic devastation from COVID-19 has been a challenge to the world like no other. Second opinions in the medical industry have been ongoing forever until this pandemic struck our shores. How can anybody take a look at our response to COVID-19 and call it a success? So says Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax.
If you're going to give a second opinion on a serious illness, wouldn't you approach a doctor or consult a doctor that has actually treated the condition as opposed to rely on the opinion of public health officials that don't treat patients at all? That is what America for the last 2 years has relied on.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A 4.6 magnitude earthquake rocked parts of Oklahoma on Monday. The quake's epicenter was near Medford in the far northern part of the state. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join the show, 603-283-6160. And that's 603-283-6160. We definitely want to hear from you if you've been following the Canadian truck situation, the convoy. Is it still a convoy if they're parked? Anyway, they're apparently still there in Ottawa, although we're getting some mixed information, which is to be expected since we're not actually there. You just saw a video, Bonnie, of a guy showing major construction equipment that had been placed in strategic locations at intersections supposedly in Ottawa to block truckers from getting through to those areas.
Yeah, they were empty streets, but you could hear tons of honking just
in the background.
Near background, but right. Not in view.
So they're around. They're somewhere, and a bunch of them are still there, apparently. Also, allegedly, I'm reading a Reddit thread here, and of course, Reddit is populated by mostly leftists and socialists, and so there's a bunch of crying on this thread about what's going on in Ottawa, but they are claiming here that law enforcement hasn't really done anything yet.
Well, I also just saw a video of an Ottawa police officer, and he's wearing all his uniform and everything. They were walking down the street talking to a guy filming him, and he says, "Hey, how are you feeling today?" He was like, said something, sounded super Canadian. I couldn't understand him. And then he says, "Doing great. I love supporting people, exercising their right to protest peacefully."
Interesting.
I mean, it's just one cop, but...
Yeah, and so... If they're not making arrests yet, that's a good thing, although some are saying that the reason why they're not doing that is because they don't want to, quote-unquote, incite people.
Well, right?
they're around a bunch of big truck drivers who could very well make life difficult on them if they felt like it. So what were you going to say?
Well, there's that, but also here in Keene, we know that the entire police department does not want to enforce stupid mask mandates. Maybe the Ottawa police are just tired of it, too, and they're like, maybe this will work.
Yeah, although there is a theory, though, that apparently they're using drones to collect license plate information from all of the trucks that are there. So instead of issuing them the tickets now, they're going to issue them the tickets later.
Don't pay the fine.
Well, indeed. And that's something that they address here in this video that I just started playing of some of the truck drivers in a bar. Apparently, they're in Ottawa conversing about what they're going to do next. This was posted a little earlier this afternoon, so I'm going to continue with this.
There's no
weakening
guys.
They can leave.
But the only way I'm leaving is in a cruiser.
Yes.
There you
go.
You know
what?
100%.
That's right. You know what?
Who's scared?
So you obviously can't see the video, but basically everyone in this video in the relatively crowded bar raises their hands when the guy says, "All right, I'm staying. Who's going to stay?" And so I presume that means they are intending to stay until something changes, which is what they've been saying about this all along, is that the intention isn't just to go and show up in Ottawa, honk their horns for a half an hour and go home. The intention is to occupy the streets of Ottawa for as long as is necessary to ensure that something changes. As the one guy said, until Trudeau resigns or until the restrictions are lifted. And those are pretty big asks. It's not going to be easy for them to, you know, accomplish this. But then again, nothing like this has ever been tried before in any sort of sense, at least not in North America. There was an attempt at this in Australia several months ago. It fizzled out. There wasn't really very much accomplished with it. Apparently, the Australian truckers may be trying again. There's talk, by the way, that the American truck drivers are talking about a coast-to-coast ride going from California all the way over to Washington, D.C.
Well, you know, it is peaceful, as in not violent. And they're not blocking something like a freeway. Like, if you're just blocking a few or several
city blocks.
Yeah. I mean, the people who live among, you know, around there, like in apartments by Parliament Hill, I don't know. Maybe they kind of deserve this.
I don't know if I would go that far, it's definitely, look, you're in a city.
Yeah.
You decided you wanted to live in a city, so you're used to noise. Now, obviously, you're not used to constant honking, but anyone that's lived in New York City, for instance, or a large city knows that at pretty much all hours of the day and night, there are sirens blaring, there's noise from the streets. And it's a very cacophonous kind of place to live.
But as far as getting locked in, they're still walkable to food and water.
Most cities are very walkable.
Some truckers parking outside some people's homes in the country and blocking them in to where they can't get out of their country house. These people can get out onto the sidewalk and walk to Tim Hortons.
Right, which for listeners that don't know, Tim Hortons is kind of like the Burger King or Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, like coffee.
They've got other things besides coffee, but yeah, breakfasty kind of croissants and donuts and things like that.
I want to try it so bad.
You've never been to Tim Hortons, huh?
I've never been to Canada.
You're not missing anything.
No.
It's just, you know, your standard donut shop.
Well, basically. I watched a video of a Canadian girl trying Dunkin' Donuts for the first time recently, and she said, it's just like Tim Hortons, and her friend agreed, it's just like Tim Hortons, so... Yeah. It's probably not great.
I think Burger King bought them or something, or I think there was some sort of a merger.
That actually does sound familiar. I think you're right.
Anyway, if you want to weigh in here, we would love to hear from you on this. If you've been paying attention to what's been happening in Ottawa, Canada, or maybe you've been watching what's been happening in some of the other countries. There have been videos from other places around the world of professional drivers coming together to do something similar. Now, whether they've got the same numbers, I don't know. Again, there's so much to follow. It's actually a little overwhelming, and that's a good thing. So, again, you have to kind of know where to look, and one of the things that you can search for, somebody sent me an email about this. If you are looking for videos and such, Freedom Convoy 2022 all run together as one word, Freedom Convoy 2022. If you search on Twitter, you'll come up with a bunch of posts. Now, let me finish this video of the truckers having their meeting about what's next.
The truck is with us.
Their tactics are we're surrounded.
That's a disappointing thing to hear, but then again, we're not dealing with professional activists here. We're talking about people that have probably never done anything like this before. This is their first time going up against the state.
Actually, I just hatched a theory.
Oh?
Apparently, this is like a record number of money raised on GoFundMe. That's
and then they freeze the fundraiser?
They freeze it, but they eventually allowed some of it.
Really?
But maybe not all of it. I saw that on this Canadian... And my Canadian friend sent me a Canadian Instagram that's following this pretty closely, so that's where I'm getting all of this from. But I just hatched an idea. What if this is some kind of money laundering technique by the Canadian government? They had these millions of dollars. They needed to launder it. They sent it to. They made up this convoy. They sent all that money to the GoFundMe, and now it's going to get paid back to them through fines. So that way that it's now laundered.
That's an interesting theory. I don't think the government has to worry about laundering their money because they don't investigate themselves.
True.
So it doesn't really matter. But here's the final thoughts from these guys.
Like, they can issue us a ticket for a highway traffic act. That's all they can do.
Yeah.
Bring on the ticket.
Really?
What did he say?
He says all they can do is ticket you under the Highway Traffic Act.
Hmm.
Bring on the tickets. Now, I'm no expert when it comes to Canadian law. I don't know much about it. I know their judges wear those wigs.
Really?
Yes. But that's about all I know about the Canadian system. But it is a Western judicial system. It's a Western system. And so I would be surprised if they didn't have disorderly conduct in their statutes. And disorderly conduct, at least here in New Hampshire and in, you know, the United States in general, one of the reasons the disorderly conduct statute was written was to deal with people blocking the streets.
Well, drunk people arguing about the law are usually wrong.
And again, these guys aren't expert activists. If you want to weigh in here, you can join us at number 603-283-6160. One of the critiques of these folks. We'll get to that.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're covering the Freedom Convoy in Canada right now. And some are saying that it may come to the United States. At least I saw a video from one truck driver announcing that this is going to be a thing here in the United States soon, that they're going to be going from California to Washington, D.C. There wasn't a time frame. Not sure, you know, what the details are or where we're going to hear about those first. But if you've heard anything you want to share, feel free to join us. It's Ian with you tonight.
Ian Bonnie.
And also check out Bitcoin.com. If you want to get into the world of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, just click Get Started at the top of Bitcoin.com and you'll find some introductory videos there that will teach you the basics about things like decentralization and, you know, blockchains. What is all that about? Start over at Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. Also, if you're not new to crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got those every single day over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. We've just been kind of playing some clips that I stumbled across. By no means is this... There are probably thousands of videos out there because there are thousands of people who are on the scene. I don't know if it's how many tens of thousands, but the crowds look very, very large from above. And again, we did see some drone footage from a couple of days ago. I haven't seen any drone footage from today, but that's just because I have not come across it. I suspect there's still quite a few people.
It was huge when I first saw the videos.
Yeah. And
streets and streets of trucks and tons of people on top of it.
And the truckers are saying they are going to stay, some of them saying they intend to stay until they leave in a cruiser, meaning that he intends to stay until he is arrested or until Justin Trudeau resigns, which is the prime minister, I think, over there in Canada, or they repeal all the ridiculous regulations. One of the critiques, of course, there are a lot of people who are against the truck drivers, right? The people that are on the left, the statists, the arch, the statists that want to control everybody. And there's plenty of people like that on the right, of course. But definitely the people on the left are the loudest in this particular case. And one of the things they've been claiming is that, oh, the truckers, they're all a bunch of racists. It's white supremacists, blah, blah, blah. Well, According to Michelle Schofro-Cook on Twitter, she says she went to Parliament Hill for Freedom Convoy 2022, one of the best experiences of my life. First Nations, black, white, French, English, young, old, truckers, farmers, professionals, we were all there, united for freedom, smiling again, saying hi, cheering, strangers united. I saw a photograph of a black gentleman holding a sign saying, Trudeau says I'm racist. So he's obviously like a trucker who's a black guy. And then there's this guy who is dressed in a turban.
Hi, my name is Gurdeep Singh. I'm from London, Ontario. And I'm here for my freedom and my rights. I love my freedom and my liberty as much as everybody does. And I hate the government telling me what to do with food. That's all I'm here for. It's about choice. It's not about vaccine. And we are all together. We are all Canadians. We are all truckers. Go ahead, truckers. Yeah.
I mean, it is really, it's racist that the government always pulls out anytime people are, anytime people are rallying for freedom, it's only white people and they're racist. I mean, and I'm not saying it's racist against white people, it's racist against minorities that the government is trying to make you believe they don't care about freedom. They're not, you know, they like being slaves to the government.
Yeah, and now they're doing hashtag honk honk to show who's in favor of what's going on with the truckers. Another photo of two black gentlemen, quote, we're proud members of the small fringe minority, in quotes, which is what was, I guess, Trudeau,
yeah.
The prime minister, was saying, oh, it's a small fringe minority with, quote, unacceptable views, hashtag Freedom Convoy 2022. So I hope these guys don't pay the fines, because there was one gentleman in the video that we played earlier who said, hey, don't worry, the GoFundMe will pay the fines. Well, first of all, you don't even know if the GoFundMe is going to allow the payments to go anywhere. We have no idea, because apparently you said they took it down, but then they put it back up. And they
I don't
take
know
it
about
down.
Taking it down, but it, I
well, they
saw,
did freeze it for one, for at least some time.
I saw a post from that Canadian Instagram where I'm following, and they're following this convoy situation pretty closely. Mm-hmm. They just said GoFundMe has released like $1.5 million to the truckers. But,
wow.
I mean, who does it go to, and how will you get some of it to pay a fine? I don't know.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. There's obviously a single person who's behind that account, and, of course, there are some questions as to who that person is and whether they're trustworthy. Because that's the thing. Whenever there's some sort of a newsworthy event, maybe it's something that's happened to a person, or there's something like this, an activism thing, and somebody puts up a fundraiser, it's usually the first person who gets that fundraiser up and gets the word out about it that everybody pays attention to. And sometimes those people aren't the people who are directly affected by the event that's happening. Sometimes it's just an opportunist who figures they're going to cash in and get a bunch of people to donate to them, and they're not intending to help anybody. So I don't know what the story of that is. There's another post here. Overwhelming show of support at the Coutts border crossing today in my riding. Several kilometers of the double-lane highway were filled with Canadians showing their support for the Freedom Convoy 2022 and the message to government that they want their rights and freedoms back. Now, this is somewhere outside of Ottawa. It's looks like a rural area, but trucks as far as the eye can see in the photograph here. But the reason why you don't want to pay the fines to the government gang when and if they issue them, because, again, apparently they're not actually writing them now. They're telling people, to the whiny people who've been calling and complaining to the police department about all the noise in downtown Ottawa, they're saying they don't want to enforce the laws right now because of potential resistance, because it could incite a riot, or, you know, the cop could get jumped by whoever's down there. That's what they're claiming.
So basically, they're admitting they don't have the power to overcome if enough people rise against them.
That's what they're doing. Well, now, of course, those who are complaining are saying, oh, well, you guys had plenty of notice. You should have had the military there. You should have been prepared for this. And they were definitely not prepared for this. And that's a good thing. You know, it definitely shows that the government is inefficient, and they suck at everything that they do.
And everyone should just stop listening to them. Don't, if you don't want to do something with your restaurant, like force your customers to pay or wear masks, don't do it.
Exactly. Don't do what they tell you to do, and when they finally issue a fine to you, don't pay it. because if you pay their fines, even if it's being done with donated funds, so it's not like your own money, you're still encouraging them. So it's like with a bully, right? Like the bully comes and tells you to give him your lunch money. Well, if you give him your lunch money, he's going to come back for more. Whereas if you never give him anything, then he's just having to risk a fight every time for no payment. I mean, it's just not as likely that the bully is going to continue in those circumstances. But here's what a person on Reddit has to say in the r/Ottawa convoy mega thread number 27. And kudos to one of our chatters over at chat.freetalklive.com. Chantel posted this up there. This is what one of the people who's whining about what happened in Ottawa. Mr. Loloff, he wrote to his city councilor, after this past weekend's event and the continuous actions of this convoy, the lack of law enforcement and bylaw enforcement is unacceptable. I am writing to you today to inquire as to why the local bylaws, provincial and federal laws, are not being applied to this convoy of truckers. The citizens of the city of Ottawa are used to protesters. We have multiple per year, and it's important that we respect their freedom to do so. But respect is a two-way street when it comes to protesting. They cannot come into Ottawa, vandalize the downtown core, urinate and defecate in the snowbanks, and excessively honk their horns throughout the day and night without consequences. But so far, it has been without consequences because the city of Ottawa and the Ottawa Police Force are not doing their jobs and enforcing the law. Now, I do wonder about the urination and the defecation claims, because if you are doing a protest and there's nowhere to go, like if no business is open to you to use their restrooms and no one, you know, brought in a bunch of porta potties, then what do you do? If your intention is to stay in a place, you're going to have to go at some point.
I mean, the truckers should have thought of that when they decided they were going to take a truck somewhere and stay there for however long they're going to stay there. They should have thought of somewhere to pee.
Yeah, and that is important to kind of scope out a territory before you go and see, like, all right, so are some businesses open? Can I go in and, you know, buy a cup of coffee from a convenience store or whatever?
Every time you pee?
Well, maybe not coffee, but a piece of candy or whatever. I mean, if that's what you have to do to do a protest, then it's, you know, $1 every time you... $1 to use the bathroom? Sure.
What if there is 50,000 people there?
Well, that's another good point.
And, like, one gas station.
It is a city, so there's probably some businesses, but whether or not...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.